I know that we all experience anxiety at different times. Some of us seem genetically inclined to experience more often than others. And for some of us, it's more debilitating than for others. We may notice it more significantly at some periods of our life, but we all experience, whether it's experience it, anxiety, whether it's before a test or before a doctor's appointment or when one of our loved ones is struggling, or when we're on an airplane. Just this past Friday, when we were flying into the Philadelphia airport, we had started our initial descent, and there was a big bump, a big moment of turbulence. And it was one of those where the whole airplane went, and then it was over. And so I'm pretty sure that in those, you know, 2 or 3 seconds, we were all having an experience of anxiety, except for maybe sometimes I'm on a plane and there's that sort of moment and there's a child in the back that's like, woo, like that was fun. But probably most of the adults and people who know better just have that moment of and then a release. So I think it's safe to say that we all have experienced anxiety in our lives, and you know, in particular over the past 16 months, feelings of worry and fear and distress and uncertainty about what's going to happen, some concern about what lies ahead. So as I have been thinking about and experiencing my own moments and levels of anxiety, one of the strategies that I have become aware of for coping with feelings of anxiety, I don't know if this is the official name for it, but it's, I've seen it referred to as the 5-4-3-2-1 technique. And it's an exercise that helps you to get grounded in your body. And it helps you focus on what's happening in the present moment, what's going on right here and right now. And it helps helps you to stop your mind from racing about the worries and the concerns and the fears in the future and the, well, what if and what if? And so I'm going to share that strategy with you. And believe it or not, it will be related to the scripture passage. So we're going to go ahead and I'm going to invite you to try it with me. And you begin this practice by taking, you'll know this is becoming one of my favorite practices, but you just take a couple of deep breaths. So I'm going to invite you to take just a couple of deep breaths with me. And these kinds of practices, you probably all know, it helps if you practice it when you're not necessarily feeling anxious, so that when you are feeling anxious, it's something familiar to you. So I'm going to invite you to practice this with me for a few moments. So take a couple of deep breaths if you like. Even just doing that helps you to get focused on your body in this present moment. So you start by taking a couple of deep breaths, and then you focus on five. You start with five, and that's five things that you can see. So in your moment of anxiety, you look around and become aware of five things that you can see. And then you focus on four things that you can touch. Whether it's reach out and touch or something that's already making contact with your body. And then you think about three things that you can hear, and that causes you to pay attention in a different way. And then two things that you can smell. And it could be things, maybe in that moment you can't smell two things, but you think of other things that you can smell. And then one thing that you can taste. So in all of those ways, that brings us back to the present moment. It brings us into our bodies and what's going on right now in our lives. And it helps us to be less caught up in those thoughts that cause our minds to race, and in the what ifs, and in the things that we don't know whether they'll happen or not. So what does this have to do with Jesus and the Last Supper, you may be wondering? Well, it struck me as I was reflecting on that evening, that time that Jesus was with his disciples, and I looked back in further back in Matthew, and he had been talking to them not too much before that about being crucified and about having to suffer. And I'm thinking that in addition to celebrate that, in addition to celebrating that Passover with his disciples, perhaps he was doing a little mindfulness exercise with his disciples, because they were no doubt experiencing anxiety and distress. Here he is talking about being killed, being handed over and being crucified. And he had told them, I'm not always going to be with you. And during that very meal, it seems just a few moments before, he had said to them, one of you is going to betray me. I mean, it turned out that all of them in the next few hours would run away from him, would leave him and betray him in their fear. So I can imagine that in the midst of that Passover meal, there was a high level of anxiety among the disciples, and fear and confusion and worry and other emotions. And Jesus, in the midst of that, knew that this was his last meal with them, his last night with them. And I can imagine that he wanted them to be fully present with him. He wanted them to focus on their time with him and not worry about, get caught up in all of that other stuff. And so he took what was right there with him. He took the bread from the table and he took wine. And both of those things were things that the disciples could see. They were things they could smell. They were things they could touch. They were things that they could taste. And he spoke to them, and so there was something that they could hear. And I think in doing that, he brought them back to that present moment. He brought them back from where their thoughts and emotions may have been racing away to, and away from all of those questions that were filling their heads. And he said, take this bread that you can touch and taste, take it, it's my body. Take it into yourself. And focus on me being with you. Let me dwell within you. And then he took the wine and he said, drink this wine. You can smell it. You can taste it. You can feel it sliding down your throat. Let it be a reminder for you of this new covenant, this new way of loving and living and being that you've experienced with me. Focus on that. And let me dwell within you. So he gave them something to see, and he gave them something to touch, and he gave them something to smell and taste and hear. And he said, I wonder, he was saying, focus on me being with you right here and right now. Be with me right here and right now. That's what matters in this moment. That's what will keep you with me and what will keep me with you when I am no longer with you. Remember this and remember me each time you eat this bread and drink this cup. And I think that we have the same invitation in the midst of our own anxiety and worry and distress. Jesus invites us to be mindful, to be focused on his presence with us. And Jesus invites us to come away from our racing thoughts and our fears and our what ifs and come back to a place where we can focus on his presence with us. And not just during communion, but always. Thanks be to God. Amen.